Hello. How are you doing? I hope you're doing well. I hope you're having a good week. Did you know that we are less than 2 weeks away until summer? As I'm recording this anyway, we are less than 2 weeks away till summer. And I think of a lot of things. If you've been listening to the podcast, you know that I am constantly thinking of all kinds of things. And today's topic is, are you achieving success or are you simply avoiding failure? And this came into my mind not too long ago, and it was something that I hadn't thought about a whole lot. I hadn't really considered that there was a difference between the two. And it's subtle, but there is a difference between achieving success and avoiding failure. And I'm just going to use an example that something that I was listening to. The way they described it was so, it kind of brought it into clarity for me. So, by the way, this is the Back to Me podcast, and this is where we talk about all things wellness. Before I get into my story, I know you're like, wait, Heather, I want the story. But before I get into the story, this is the Back to Me podcast. We talk about wellness your way because you are an individual and you have your road to walk, and your road is awesome and it's perfect for you, and no one else can walk it. And that takes me back into my story of, are you working to achieve success or simply avoid failure? And the story was this was, and I didn't fact check this, but the person who said it was, for me, in my mind, trustworthy. So, and it really illustrates the story well. So, way back in the day, if you're old enough, you remember the days before computers, even though now, look, everybody's got a computer in their pocket. So, way back when computers were first invented, and they invented the first checkers game, this game could calculate every possible move, right? It could calculate every move from every permutation and combination on the board. But it was only an average checker player. Didn't win lots, it didn't lose lots. It was just average. And that's because it was programmed to play it safe and to try not to lose. Once they realized that, and once they programmed it to win, then it started winning all the time. Because if you think about it, I mean, I first thought, well, that's crazy because machines can calculate every possible move and see what the potentiality of it is, and they can create, faster than we can think of it. They should be able to beat us because we can't think of every possible combination. But because it was only programmed not to lose, so it's a small difference, right? It was programmed to not lose, or yeah, instead of to try to win. So when it started trying to win, it started winning. And I feel like we are the same. We are the same. If we have, for whatever reason in our life, we have a goal, but we don't take, I don't like, sometimes you hear people say massive action. I don't like massive action. It's not, I don't think it's a, I think it's a marketing term. If we don't take some kind of action that's even a little bit, feels a little bit uncomfortable, we're playing it safe, right? Hey, Natalie. So, if we're constantly avoiding failing or avoiding even maybe failing, then we're holding ourselves back from so much that we could be doing. Everybody, and this is my true, I believe this entirely, that everyone has a reason, a purpose for something that they need is strong, but they need to do while they're here. There's something they're supposed to do. Everybody in the entire planet has something that they're here to create, to nurture, to manifest. Manifest is a good word. I like manifest. So, and it doesn't have to be, you know, Instagrammable, right? It doesn't have to be an Instagram influencer go viral. Small things can make a big difference. Another story. I love stories. So another story. I can remember I was, when I first started dating my partner, I was walking towards the car and I was kind of distracted. It was raining and there were all these, you know, and when it rains, all the earthworms come out. So I kept, every now and then I'd stop and I'd pick one up and I'd throw it back into the grass because it was on the pavement. And I got into the car and there's a story about starfish that's the same. And he said, "Why are you throwing those worms back onto the grass?" He said, they're going to die. I said, "Not the ones that I threw back." So where am I going? Yes. You must try and make even the smallest of difference. And maybe the reason you're here is just to affect one person. But that one person could make a huge difference. You don't know what the domino effect of your actions are going to be. And you shouldn't act for that reason anyway. You should just act because it's inside you, because it's the right thing to do for you, because it's, you have some kind of purpose inside of you to do that. I mean, the best acts of kindness are the ones that nobody ever knows that you did it, right? As an example. And if you, here is the danger of playing safe all the time and just avoiding failure, is that you deny the rest of us what it is that you are here to bring. And there's a coach that I know who, he doesn't pull any punches. He says, "Who are you to deny the rest of us? You're being so selfish by denying the rest of us what you are here to bring into the world." So, my friend, it's okay. You could make a little baby step, you know, make a little test outside your comfort zone, because that is where you push that boundary of just avoiding failure. And you push that boundary a little bit into achieving success. And you will find that even the biggest success that you dream of probably isn't even as big as you could be. Think about, this is something else I heard recently. There was a gentleman once who thought he was dreaming big, probably 70 odd years ago, who envisioned one computer in every city in the United States. And he thought he was dreaming big. And now look, like, it's exploded beyond. So he thought he was really thinking big. So even you thinking big, there could be something so beyond that that will bring so much to so many people. So I encourage you to stop avoiding failure, because all failure is feedback. Failure tells you that didn't work. Try it another way. Or that worked pretty good. What if we did this as well or instead? Right? So failure is not failure. But stop trying to avoid that and start really being your big, giant, awesome self and bring it to the world in whatever shape it is, whatever shape, form, whatever. You be you, because no one else can be you. And bring that to the world, because we need more of that on the planet. That is my quick weekly wellness tip for you. By the way, this Friday, Dr. Lucille is talking to us on Friday, and it was an amazing conversation. She's such an interesting person. So check out Dr. Lucille on Friday. If you ever need to have a conversation about your awesome self and how to shine your brightest light, definitely send me a DM. I would love to have a chat with you. Take care, my friend. I hope you have an awesome day. I will see you soon.